worrying about stuff that really doesn't matter. And I guess, Dr. Galthorpe, who decides what matters and what doesn't matter?
Well, exactly. What matters is different for everyone. For one person, it might be career growth. For another, it's health. Or for someone, it's their family. And some, for all of us, it's combination. So the real issue is when our minds get tangled up in these worries that drain our energy, and they don't bring us any closer to solutions. Like, it's one thing if you're thinking about something because you're trying to get to a solution, but if you're just going round and round and round the worry, not so helpful. So I am excited to have this conversation because worry is something we all experience, but not everyone knows how to manage it in a healthy way.
All right, so let's just start it from the top and simple. What exactly is worry?
So simply put, worry, it's a repetitive future-focused thinking. So it's our brain running what-if scenarios, like what if I mess up? What if things go wrong? And its core, worry is about trying to control uncertainty, which we all have uncertainty, and that's why it can feel endless, because life is uncertain. Then, when worry crosses into the territory where it's controlling our mood, our sleep, our daily decisions, that's when we notice it's a real problem. But it can be a problem before it gets to that level.
I think at times I would be a worry wart, if you will. Some of the things that I would worry about, and I do worry about, are the kids, that they're going to be successful, and finances, your health, acceptance of others. And, you know, it's a grind out there for most of us. You worry that you're going to be okay at the end of each month, if you want, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That the car doesn't break down and there's another expense of, you know, $1,000 plus, that kind of stuff.
Right. And so how does that help you? Like, how does it help you worrying about whether the car is going to break down?
It doesn't help me.
That's
keeps me up at night.
That's the problem.
That is the problem.
Yeah.
So out of all those things you listed, Sean, what's within your control out of those things? Sean's kids, on the couch.
Kids, my own health, kids, and finances. Those are the three things that I know that I can look after.
Right. You can look over after those things, but your kids are adults. You can't control them, right? You can respond. You can provide support. Finances, you can be mindful of them. You can pay attention. There are certain things that we can do. So what my point is here is many of things that we worry about are outside of our control. Mm-hmm. What's within our control is how we respond to them. So that's really important when we start to get caught in these worries, is just to pause and say, okay, so I'm worried about my car breaking down. I've been worried about that. So do I have any control over that?
No.
Well, you have control.
Well, proper maintenance, yeah.
Yeah, but to a certain extent,
yes.
Right?
So proactively, you have control over things that you're going to do. People that live in a state of chaos, they don't forward think at all, right? So they just go from thing to thing to thing to thing. So we don't want to be that extreme of not caring. We want to be able to say, okay, I know these are real concerns. Finances, like you mentioned, that's something that everyone living, unless you're like, you know, in a certain level, has to worry about. So we have to think about finances. If you can shift from just worrying incessantly about something to thinking about it and then creating a plan of action towards it, what's within my control, then that worry will come down. Now, it doesn't mean that you're still not going to have worries, that you're going to wake up thinking, oh, like, did I say something that didn't land and that person thought that that was insulting?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's something that's also a common one. Like, oh, like, why did I say that? Well, you know what? You already said it. So it's gone. That train has left the station. So instead, you want to be able to say, okay, so I said that. That didn't land the way I intended. I felt it when it happened. So now what am I going to do about it? Am I going to circle back to that person tomorrow and let them know, okay, I'm sorry I said that? Or are you going to just let it go and move on? But you have to make that decision because we cannot go back.